This afternoon at 2 o'clock, our Wabasha Kellogg seniors will graduate from high school. Some will graduate with a grade point average between 3.25 and 3.499, receiving the rank cum laude with praise. Some seniors will graduate with a grade point average between 3.5 and 3.749, receiving the rank magna cum laude with great praise. And a few seniors have earned a grade point average between 3.75 and 4.0, receiving the distinct honor of summa cum laude with highest praise. When I was back in college, the highest grade my Dominican professor, Father Fabian, ever gave me, and everybody else in class, was an A-. He never, ever gave A's. He never gave 100% on any quiz or test. He always found some little thing quite not perfect. And I would complain to Father, and I would say, why do you only give A-? And in the Father Fabian accent, he would say to me, only God is perfect. Today, Holy Mother Church celebrates Trinity Sunday, the Sunday where we give supreme honor and glory to our one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In graduation language, we would say this Sunday gets the rank summa cum laude with highest praise. Father Fabian was right. In truth, we save our highest praise not for our graduating seniors today, not for the saints in heaven, and not even for our glorious Blessed Mother, even in this month of May dedicated to her. No, we save our highest praise for Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we give him summa cum laude. We give him supreme praise, glory, laud, and honor. Most of you know that Pope Francis has declared this year, 2016, as an extraordinary jubilee year of mercy, a whole year to give the emphasis to meditate on the infinite love and mercy of our triune God. And so today, Trinity Sunday, is the culmination, is the summa, is the highest point of this year of mercy. I made a mistake in saying a couple of weeks ago that Divine Mercy Sunday, the Sunday right after Easter, was the heart and the culmination of this jubilee year of mercy. Divine Mercy Sunday might indeed be the heart of this year of mercy for us, but the real heart, the real summa, the real highest point of this year of mercy, well, it's today. Divine Mercy Sunday was the culmination of what God has done for us in time. He has mercy on us through the saving death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But today is the culmination and the heart of who God is. Even before he created us, even before he created the world, he is mercy. Mercy is not something that God started after Adam and Eve sinned. After Adam and Eve sinned, God didn't say, well, I guess we got to come up with a remedy for this problem. Let's be merciful to them. No. Mercy is something that God is from all eternity. As we say in that beautiful prayer after Mass, God is love and mercy itself. The Bible says God is love. Jesus says, I am the truth. And so God is love, God is truth, God is mercy. Listen to the words of Pope Francis in his very inspirational papal bull, The Face of Mercy. He says, our salvation depends on mercy. The word reveals the very mystery of the most holy Trinity. The word mercy, Pope Francis says, reveals the very mystery, the very heart, the very essence of the most holy Trinity. Or my good friend, Pope St. John Paul II, in his encyclical on mercy, which is called Dives in Misericordia, he says, not only does Christ speak about God's mercy and explain it by the use of comparisons and parables, but above all, he himself makes it incarnate and personifies it. He himself is mercy. He himself is mercy, as Psalm 103 says, the Lord is kind and merciful, slow to anger, and rich, abounding in compassion and mercy. So on this Trinity Sunday, the heart of this Jubilee Year of Mercy, I am praying that you will always remember that God, our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is mercy himself. We sometimes think that God is a mean God, that God is like the evil emperor in Star Wars ready to zap us at any moment, that he's like a referee who's ready to throw the penalty flag when you don't play the game of life according to the rules. He's like a police officer in a speed trap who can't wait to pounce on you and write you out a ticket. God isn't like that. God is love and mercy himself. And there's a corollary to that. You remember corollaries from geometry class, don't you? The acute angles of a right triangle are complementary. You remember all the corollaries in geometry. They follow closely to the theorems in geometry, right? And so this corollary follows closely to the major premise that God is mercy. And that is, the corollary is, he so desires to shower you with that mercy. The corollary is, he so desires to extend who he is, mercy, to us. Quoting St. Augustine, Pope Francis reminds us it's easier for God to hold back anger than mercy. Think of that. It's easier for God to hold back anger than mercy. Why is it easy for God to hold back angry? Because he doesn't want to be angry. He doesn't like to be angry. It's not in his nature to be angry. It's kind of the opposite of us, isn't it? For us, it's easy to be angry. But for God, it's very, very easy to hold back his anger. But it's very difficult for him to hold back his mercy. Why is it difficult for him to hold back his mercy? He's just pent up, ready to shower it upon us. Why is it difficult for him to hold back mercy? Because he is love and mercy himself. And I hope and pray that you never offend God so gravely that you commit a mortal sin. But God forbid if you do, no matter what you've done, no matter how terrible you are, no matter how badly you've offended God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, will always be there to take you back and to forgive you. He loves the humble, contrite sinner who comes back to him begging for forgiveness, because his mercy is endless. There's no end to his mercy. It's inexhaustible. God never says, well, I run out of more mercy for you, Father Cook. Oh, no. There's always more mercy. Why? Because God is infinite, without limits. He is love and mercy itself. I hope that by this point in the Jubilee Year of Mercy that you've memorized the prayer that we say at the end of Mass. I know that all of my grade school kids had it memorized like 3 months ago. They have excellent memories. I hope that you have that prayer memorized from the diary of St. Faustina. It's a prayer that I wanted us to have memorized because I think it's a good prayer, not just for this year, but for our whole life, because it expresses the essence of God. We say, "Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself." Amen.